All right, everyone, welcome back. So, you sent in some seriously interesting notes and even like a whole presentation outline about ParrotOS. We were really intrigued by how ParrotOS seems to be like a really strong contender, up against Kali Linux, especially when it comes to security stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, ParrotOS is definitely making a name for itself in the cybersecurity world. It's primarily designed for penetration testing and like those security audits, but we're seeing it more and more with people who are really focused on privacy too. What's really cool though is that it manages to pack a real punch, but stays super lightweight.
Okay, so let's break down this whole lightweight powerhouse thing.
Yeah.
Your notes really emphasize how small the ParrotOS image size is and how smoothly it can run, even if you don't have a ton of RAM.
Right.
So for our listeners out there, think maybe you've got an older computer,
Sure.
maybe even like a laptop that you're not really using anymore. ParrotOS could actually breathe new life into that thing.
Exactly. That's one of the big differences when you compare it to Kali Linux, which can be pretty resource heavy. ParrotOS is built on Debian, which is known for being really stable, and it uses the MATEI desktop environment.
Now, matey, I know that's supposed to be really user-friendly, right?
It is.
Even for someone who's maybe not super familiar with Linux.
Absolutely. It's got that familiar layout, so it's easy to navigate. Plus, ParrotOS comes with a bunch of different applications already installed. You've got your basic browsing tools, file sharing stuff, but also things like virtualization software and even secure communication tools.
So you're not just stuck doing security-related tasks.
Right.
You could use ParrotOS for like all sorts of everyday things
Exactly.
right out of the box.
Yeah.
But let's get to the heart of it.
Okay.
The security toolkit.
Sure.
What makes ParrotOS stand out when it comes to security?
One of the things that I found really interesting in your research was that it comes with some unique security tools that you won't find in a standard Kali Linux install. Anonsurf, for example. It's a really solid way to browse anonymously, and there's a whole suite of cryptography tools that are pretty impressive.
Stop right there. I think we need to dive a little deeper into these cryptography tools.
Yeah.
You're not just talking about simple password protection, are you?
No, definitely not. ParrotOS has tools to analyze how strong existing encryption algorithms are, tools for cracking codes, and even for developing your own encryption methods. For example, you'll find tools for implementing those advanced encryption standards like AES and RSA.
So someone could actually use ParrotOS to test the security
Oh, yeah.
of their own systems or applications.
Absolutely. It's like having a professional-grade cryptography lab right there on your computer.
That is pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Now, your outline also does a really great job of breaking down all the hacking tools in ParrotOS into different categories.
Yeah.
So let's walk through those, just keeping in mind that, of course, we're talking about ethical hacking and security research.
Of course. So you've got tools for things like Wi-Fi cracking, which is all about testing the security of wireless networks. Then there's penetration testing, which involves simulating attacks to try and find those vulnerabilities.
So could you give me like a real-world example of when someone might use these penetration testing tools?
Sure. Imagine a company wants to test their network security. They might hire an ethical hacker who would use the tools in ParrotOS to try and break into their systems. These tools can scan for open ports, test for any known vulnerabilities, and even try to exploit weaknesses to actually gain access.
So it's like a controlled attack to find those weak points
Yeah.
before a bad guy does.
Exactly. And ParrotOS has a ton of tools for this, including things like Metasploit, which is a widely used penetration testing framework.
Cool. Your notes also talk about tools for information gathering
Yes.
and vulnerability analysis. What's the difference?
So information gathering is basically reconnaissance. Think of it like a detective gathering clues. The tools in this category might be used to scan websites for information, uncover email addresses, or even map out a company's network. Vulnerability analysis is different. It's about finding those specific weaknesses in systems or applications.
So information gathering is about getting a picture of the target.
Right.
And vulnerability analysis is like finding the cracks in their armor.
Perfect analogy. And ParrotOS has specialized tools for both.
Gotcha.
Like the Harvester for information gathering.
Okay.
And OpenVAS for vulnerability scanning.
That is a lot to take in.
It is.
But your research really highlights how smoothly Paired OS runs.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it's doing these really complex tasks.
It's true. Even if you're multitasking or working with big files,
yeah.
Paired OS stays really responsive.
Okay.
And that's partly because of how lightweight it is and how it manages resources so well.
Sounds like Paired OS lets you really focus on what you're doing.
Yeah.
And not get bogged down by like lag or the system slowing down.
Exactly.
But what about customization? Can
yeah.
you like tailor the Paired OS environment?
You can.
To fit the way you work?
Absolutely. Paired OS lets you create multiple workspaces.
Okay.
So you can have different virtual desktops for different things.
Yeah.
It's a great way to stay organized.
Right.
And you can even customize how the desktop looks to your liking.
So you're not stuck with a one-size-fits-all kind of setup.
Nope.
You can really make Paired OS your own.
You can.
Now, your presentation outline mentions that Paired OS is a really good choice.
Yeah.
For running in virtual machines.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
It all comes down to how efficient it is with resources.
Okay.
Paired OS runs really well in virtual environments because it doesn't use up a lot of system resources. So you can run Paired OS along with other virtual machines.
Right.
And things won't slow down too much.
So if our listener wanted to, like, experiment with Paired OS.
Yeah.
But not necessarily make it their main operating system.
Mm-hmm.
They could just run it in a virtual machine.
Exactly.
Alongside everything else they've got.
It's a great way to test it out and see if you like it.
It really is. This has been such a fascinating look at Paired OS.
It has.
It's clearly a powerful operating system.
Yeah.
Super versatile.
Mm-hmm.
With a real focus on security and penetration testing.
Absolutely.
It's lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
It's user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And it has this unique set of tools.
Yeah.
That really makes it stand out from other distributions like Kali Linux.
It does make you wonder if Paired OS might become like the top choice
yeah.
for security professionals and just enthusiasts in general.
Hmm. That is an excellent question to ponder.
It is.
A huge thanks to you for joining us for this deep dive.
My pleasure.
And of course to our listener for sharing their research.
Yes, thank you.
Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those deep dives coming.
Absolutely.
All right, everyone. Until next time.
See ya.